1st of September 1933. There was a smash-and-grab raid in Baker Street this morning, about 9 o'clock, at a jeweller's that only moved into new premises there last October. They used to be in Paddington Street, where I work. I don't know how much was taken, though the size of the hole in the window would only allow of a person getting his hand through. 6th of September 1933. I don't know if I've mentioned it, but since S and I have been studying levelling and surveying together for his exam, we have become so interested in it that we decided to take it up this winter at the Regent Street Polytechnic. We obtained a prospectus, but found that if we lived in London, we should only have to pay 30 shillings for the course. So I went down to the poly today to see what out-county students, for such we are, would have to pay. They told me that if I arranged with the local council, I should have to pay 50% of the total ordinary fee, plus the cost of the course. The council would pay the other half. Thus, if the cost of the course amounted to £6, I should have to pay 50% of £6 plus 30 shillings, the ordinary fee, namely £3, 15 shillings. So that's that. 7th of September, 1933. While I think of it, I'll record my intelligence gained on the flywheel accident when at Grandma's last Sunday week. I was wrong in almost every detail. The name of the victim was Henry Bishop. The date, about 3 or 4 years after Grandma's birth, which would make it about 1860. It occurred somewhere near West Drayton, and before the line was carried to Uxbridge. He and his friend were returning from London, having had an unsuccessful lawsuit. I beg their pardon for my former statement. Grandma doesn't remember it happening, though she remembers her mother speaking of it. That volume of the history of the GWR I had didn't go much further than 1854, so I'll have to get the subsequent one before long and see if I cannot trace the accident. 10th of September 1933. I didn't go out on the bike today. Instead, we all purchased shilling all-day train tickets and went through Aldgate, Bloomsbury, Kingsway Subway, Westminster, Clapham and Mitcham to South Wimbledon, where we caught a trolley bus to Hampton Court. We had some refreshments and then visited the famous palace. I'd always thought from photographs that it was faced with stone or stucco of a light colour, but I was pleased to see that it was entirely, or almost entirely, of brick. Mum and I went into the maze, in which I wasn't at all disappointed, and about 5 o'clock we returned to Wimbledon, catching a train to Mitcham, where we had high tea, and thence returning home via Southwark Bridge and the city. I very much enjoyed the outing, and would like to go again and visit the grounds of the palace and Bushy Park. There were too many people there today for my liking. 11th of September 1933. I kept on the train tonight to East Ham, using my 3 halfpenny ticket, and called at the East Ham Library for a prospectus of the East Ham Tech. I expect definitely to go on there this winter. Had The Fantastic Battle, a play, on the radio tonight. Not bad, though I guess that if the late John Galsworthy had had a go at it, he'd have made a better job. 12th of September 1933. Rained during the night, and the papers say there are signs of the drought breaking. It certainly is time it finished, as several parts of the country are experiencing difficulties in obtaining their water supplies. I laughed when I took Phil and Bill to the Bolin Pictures to see that announcement that King Kong would be shown there when released, but this week it is the first of the local cinemas to have this film. I thought, as it was wet tonight, I would go and see it, but I changed my mind and went to the Tups instead, and saw a very good film with George and Mrs. Arliss, The King's Vacation, and another absurd piece called Air Hostess. I believe, from the tale of the film that I read in the Daily Herald, that the story of King Kong is utter bilge. I only wanted to see the photography and get some idea of how they contrived to get up the great ape. 14th of September 1933. Dad's cousin, Frank Bishop, came tonight. It's the first time Dad and he have met for 30 years. He comes from Medicine Hat, Alberta, and told us some very interesting particulars about the harvesting of the natural gas there. 19th of September, 1933. I went to the premiere tonight to see Jack Hulbert and Cicely Courtnage in Falling for You. Not bad, although it wasn't up to the usual standard of Jack's films. 20th of September, 1933. I went to the East Ham Tech tonight and enrolled for the second year's building course. This means that I shall have to go on Mondays from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. for geometry, Tuesday nights from 7:30 to 9:30 for building science and mathematics, and Wednesday evenings from 7 to 9:30 for construction. 28th of September 1933. Tried to get in the Queen's Cinema at Forest Gate to see The Good Companions. My reason for going so far afield was because there was also a Laurel and Hardy film on, but there was too much of a crowd outside, so I came back and saw King Kong at the Carlton. As I have previously remarked, the story is bilge, but the photography was superb. I refer, of course, to the pictures of the prehistoric animals, of Kong himself, and in particular the fights between Kong and the other animals. There was a certain amount of jerkiness, as was only to be expected when models were used, but this was only apparent when the motion was slow. In this respect, it was vastly superior to the film of The Lost World.